Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the eighth parak of Maseches Bamitzia. We are up to parak Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Hashoel es haparah v'shol ba'le ima. There is a special din called Bailav Imo. You borrow the cow, and you borrow the owner to work a little, do some work for you together with the cow. Osachar ba'le ima. Or you hire the owner at the same time that you borrow the cow. Shol es ha'bailav mascharon. Or if you first borrow the owner or hire the owner, li'achar kach shol es haparah. And then while the owner is working for you, you borrow the cow as well, the mesa, and then the cow dies. So pater, then you're pater, because at the time that you borrowed it or rented it, you borrowed that cow, you had bailavimo, shnemar and bailavimo lo yisholim. It's a gzeres hakasav that if you have bailavimo at the time that you borrowed the animal, you're not going to be chayiv on anything. Aval shal esapara, but if you first borrow the cow via charkach shal esabailim mascharan, and only afterwards you borrow or rent the bailim the mesa, and then the cow dies, so then you're going to have to pay because the owner of the cow wasn't working for the borrower at the time that you did the borrowing. Shenamar balav einimo shalem yishalem, that if it's not by levimo, then you taka do have to pay. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, hashol esapara, if you borrow a cow, shalach chatzi hayom uschar chatzi hayom, and you borrow it for half the day and you rent it for half the day. Or shalach hayom uschar lemachar, you borrow it for one day and you rent it for the next day. Or sachar achas v'shal achas, so there are two cows. One of them is rented and the other one is borrowed. The mesa, and the cow dies, but we don't know, was it during the half of the day that it was borrowed and therefore you're chayiv, or the half of the day that it was rented and therefore you're pater, or was it on the day that it was borrowed, the day that it was rented, was it the cow that was borrowed, or was it the cow that was rented? So amashi lomar shu'ula mesa, the lender says that the borrowed cow is the one that died and therefore you're chayiv in onsim and you have to pay me. B'yom shayisa shu'ula mesa, was on the day that it was borrowed, b'shoh shayisa shu'ula mesa, or at the time that it was borrowed, and the other guy says, look, I don't know, it might be true, but it could be that it was the rented one. So chayiv, then you have to pay, because you'd have to take a shavua that would exempt you from paying, and you can't take a shavua if you say, but if the renter says, it's the rented cow that died, or it was on the day that it was rented that it died, it was at the time that it was rented that it died, and therefore I am potter, anonsim, vahalomer, and the lender said, I have no idea, how am I supposed to know what happened? So pater, then you do not have to pay, because there's no chiyuv shvua. Ze omer shu'ula, if the owner says that it was the borrowed one that died, ze omer schura, and the borrower slash renter says that it was the rented cow that died, yishav ha'socher sheschura mesa, then you have to take a shvua that it was in fact the rented one that died, because it's a bari ubari, so you have to take a shvua. Ze omer en yodev, ze omer en yodev, if it's a shema v'shema, both of them say they have no idea which one died, so yachloku, then they divided, you pay for half and not for the other half. So let's review what we learned today. In Parakhes Mishnah Aleph, we had said that if someone borrows a cow and he has Bailav Imo, so Bailum was either hired simultaneously or prior to the cow, then you're Pater, but if it's in Bailav Imo, the Bailum was only hired afterwards, you're going to be Chayiv. And then in Mishnah Beis, we said that if you have an arrangement where you borrow and rent, either two different animals at the same time, or one animal 1 hour to the next, or one day to the next, so there are four permutations of what the argument is about. So if the Mashil says that it's the shu'ula that died, and the shovel says that he has no idea, so then he has to pay. If it's the socha, that the socha says that it's the schura that dies, and the mashil says I have no idea, then he's pater. If one says shu'ula, the other one says schura, so then you have to take a shavua that it's the schura that died. And if both of them say they don't know, so then it is yachloku. Then you just pay for half. So Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parakhas Mishnah Gimel.